Alright, it seems that they're not going to be able to do much or whatever because somebody has already made a report, but hopefully, I'll give them something else to work with. I don't know if the other teen had made a report at all.
Chair's point of help.
Hello, hello. Hi.
Hi, this is the Beam County Sheriff's Department. Have you been helped yet?
Yes, I talked to a guy a bit earlier, but he said that there was already a sheriff on the case. There's a bit more details that I don't know if the other guy mentioned. I was,
Well, you were just on hold. I'm trying to see. I know nothing. So, is this about something you reported today? Something you reported yesterday?
I'm currently making a report. Don't know if anybody else has made a report or whatever. It's child pornography.
Do you have a case number or anything?
No. I did not make this other report. I was hoping to make one or whatever. Somebody else reported it, though,
So, do you
whatever.
have a location of incident or
So I know the guy's address, but
what's the address?
402 East Camino Lomas, Tucson, Arizona.
Camino Lomez?
Yes. Do you need me to spell that for you?
I got it here. And your name?
I would like to stay anonymous or whatever. Is that okay?
And what is it that you're reporting?
Okay, so this guy is in possession of like terabytes of child pornography and has
Okay,
also
and
admitted
how do you
to
know this?
so this was leaked or whatever. A bunch
This
of
is what?
his It was leaked, so his account or whatever was leaked or whatever, and he got caught sharing stuff through social media.
Okay. When you say he got caught, I'm gonna need something more to go on than, he got caught or exposed. I'm gonna
Okay.
need something substantial.
So he was sharing child pornography, the pornography in question or whatever, with other people on the internet. He
And
even
that's my question
admitted
comes down to is how do you know about this?
it was leaked.
Did you see this? Do you know this guy?
I do not know the individual in question. Just give me one second.
Do you have a name? Do you have anything?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what's the subject's name?
His name is Orion Grant Pascal, I believe. Or Passmore. Orion Grant Passmore.
Okay, so because there's very little information that I have, and I'm not sure what the deputies are going to require as far as enough for probable cause or justification for the report and everything, we don't publish it. We keep them redacted, but can I get your name so I can put it here so the deputies know who they're calling back?
Ethan Gabell.
Because they're going to have much better questions about this than
Okay.
I have,
Yeah, I
and
apologize. I
they'll be
was
able to
not
make a
really.
report, and then they'll be able to react to it accordingly, okay?
Okay. There's other people who like called in about this beforehand, but yeah. I just wanted to make sure that some things were shared or whatever that I don't believe were available beforehand.
I understand. What we're going to do is I'm going to put this in, and like I said, a deputy will call you. A deputy will have the better questions and know what information they need, okay?
Okay, will do. I will be sure to be more better prepared. I apologize. I
Oh,
appreciate your
no, it's
time.
okay. I just, these things,
I
what we need and what we expect are kind of some different things sometimes. And again, I'm just a dispatcher, I'm not a deputy.
Yeah.
So what they need is gonna be different than what I'm asking sometimes. So
okay.
What a deputy's gonna call you here hopefully next 15, 20 minutes on the high end.
Okay.
And they'll have some questions for you and they'll be able to hopefully put this out a little bit clearer.
Okay. I appreciate it.
All right. No problem.
Thank you,
have
man.
A good day.
Fucking yikes. You have the voice. I'm going to go on mute or whatever. Dude, I'm just fucking, like, retarded right now or whatever, because I was not prepared for this. I will call, or I will mute stream or whatever, and then I will be back in a couple minutes or whatever, when they, call me back or whatever. Fuck. Hello, hello, can you hear me? Yes, this is Ethan.
Hi, Ethan. This is Deputy Rounds with the Pima County Sheriff's Department. How you doing?
I'm doing good today. What about you?
All right. Yeah, not too bad. I understand you have some information about somebody distributing child pornography.
Yes, it was distributing child pornography along with... there were also mentions that he identifies as a pedophile, like sexually, and that he molested his niece... and has had intercourse with, like, family pets, so, yeah.
Family pets, you said?
Yes, family okay. pets.
Can you tell me how you came about this information?
Okay, so there is a public website or whatever called Kiwi Farms. People post about things like this on there. I'm just a...
What's it called?
Kiwi Farms. I'm just...
Kiwi Farms.
Yes, no spaces.
And that's KIWI, Kiwi Farms.
Yes, Kiwi Farms.
.com?
I think it's a bit longer than that. I think it's now like Torlink, but I think you can get to it through KiwiFarms.com, yes.
KiwiFarms.com, okay. Alright, so website KiwiFarms.com.
Yes.
What's going on with that website?
Okay, so this guy recently, he runs a public, like, porn Twitter account or whatever, where he, like, posts porn of himself. And he was recently, he had some of his accounts or whatever that were, like, hacked or leaked or something like that or whatever. Regardless, it was Discord, I believe, and then I think his Twitter also might have gotten leaked. I'm not sure exactly how this came to be. But going through the logs or whatever, going through the accounts or whatever, we found that he was sharing, explicit materials of children. He did make mentions to grooming and, having something sexually going on or whatever with his, like, 9-year-old niece, I believe. I'm not sure of the exact age. I'm not super involved in this case. And he, wait, let me find the exact details.
How did you come about this information now? Are you like an administrator for a
community? I'm not an administrator. I'm just a Samaritan or whatever trying to do my part. I found this information and...
How did you find the information?
On the website.
So you went onto the website for... To post things or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just check the website every now and then.
Okay, so other people had posted things about this individual?
Yes, they have. It's the reason that you may have gotten other reports today. There were some details which I don't know if they mentioned, but I wanted to make sure that they talked about.
Okay. So the post that these other users put on there were about this person making his own post. This is like a Twitter type of website.
So where everybody knows him from is from his Twitter account.
Okay.
But the explicit material he did not publicly post or whatever, the illegal material he did not post publicly or talk about publicly. It was private discussion on Discord that was mentioned.
On Discord?
Yes. Do you have an email address? I believe I can send you guys a link to the Discord account or whatever, like the logs or whatever from the Discord account.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the information, but I need to get, you know, what happened, how you came about this information and everything. What I'm going to do is I'm going to document what you told me, and I'm going to forward it to our Crimes Against Children section at the Sheriff's Department.
Okay.
And they can look into it further. You know, they can go to websites, they can do all this stuff. You know, they have the ability to do that. I don't want to start jumping onto websites, you know, sexual explicit kind of stuff, but they have the ability to do that and look farther into, you know, computer stuff and looking deeper into that. So what's if you could familiarize me, what's Discord?
Discord is a messaging app or whatever. It's oftentimes used for gamers, but it can be used for other things.
Okay.
So it's similar to like a chat room.
I got you. Okay. So on Discord, he had some private conversations. Also on Discord is where he shared this material?
Yes.
Okay, so then these people who are aware of this on Discord posted this information onto kiwifarms.com.
Yes.
Okay. So you on kiwifarms.com saw this information about this individual and wanted to give us a call about it. Is that correct?
I also wanted to forward the Discord account as well, the logs from there.
Okay, so were you able to, like, get a hold? It sounds like you were able to get a hold of the private messaging. Is that true, or?
It was publicly posted, so yes.
Okay, that's the stuff that people were posting from the Discord conversation.
Yeah.
Okay. So other than these statements made on kiwifarms.com from the people that supposedly had gotten this information on Discord, is there anything else that you have that says, yep, this person has been doing this?
I do not have any, like, personal contact to this person.
Okay.
So, I guess you could say no.
Okay. Do you have... So, the information that was posted on kiwifarms.com of the activity on Discord, what information did that contain? The one stuff that was posted on kiwi.com?
I have not seen it I have not seen it personally, but among the things or whatever, there was supposedly, I did not see these myself, there were supposedly images that were shared with and traded with minors. There were also supposedly sending of child pornography. There was mentions that he had like files of it on his computer. And then there were also the mentions to engaging in sexual behavior with his niece, along with family pets.
And this is all information that was posted on kiwifarms.com from individuals supposedly getting this from Discord.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, it was okay. His Discord.
Okay. As far as who he is and the address that you provided, how was that? How did you come about that information? Was that also posted?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
So the information about who he is, his name, and his address?
Yes, that was also publicly posted.
How did you come about this information?
It was posted on Kiwi Farms as well. They posted his name, address, date of birth.
Hold on 1 second, if you could. Give me 1 second.
Oh, good.
Okay, so that information about who he is and his address was also posted on QEfarms.com.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. What I'll do is I'll go ahead and document what you had told me. So QEfarms.com, it will take you somewhere else?
So it uses a special domain or whatever, but Kiwi Farms will redirect you there. Yes.
Redirect a special domain.
Yeah, it's strange. Okay. Do you have an email address?
Information.
Do you have an email address where I could send some of this stuff to?
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll send you a link to, called evidence.com.
Okay.
And that's basically where our depository secured website, where we hold all of our evidence, like photos and videos and that kind of thing. If you want to take, you know, like if you have it like on your computer, if you want to upload that, that way we can have, you know, the addresses and all that stuff.
Okay.
What specifically did you want to
I'll send you a link to the website. And I will also send you a link or whatever to the leaks or whatever in the logs so that you can send that to wherever you need to.
Okay. Yeah, if you like, maybe like, I don't know, like a Word document or something, that way it's just kind of spelled out. And then you can upload that to evidence.com. That way we have that.
Okay. Thank you.
And that information you're going to be uploading, is that allow access to Discord or QEfarms.com or what?
It will give you all of the logs or whatever from his account. So all the messages that he shared with
Discord
miners.
The
Discord account. He was not on Kiwi Farms. It's, okay. Oh yeah, I should also mention it's KiwiFarms.pl, I believe.
Okay. Alright, so it's the information you're going to be sending is related to the Discord messaging.
Yes, so what I'm sending or whatever is leaks or whatever from this account.
Gotcha. Okay. What's the, you want me to email that to you? Send that to your phone?
Just send it to my phone number or whatever.
Okay. The 504, that's your cell phone? Is that correct? 504-814-2705, that's your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And your name is Ethan, E-T-H-A-N?
Yes.
And Gable, G-A-B-E-L?
Yes.
What's your date of birth?
February 17th, 2001.
Are you calling from Arizona?
No, I'm not actually.
Where are you calling from?
Louisiana.
Louisiana?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a Louisiana? And the reason I'm asking you for this is just so I can document that I spoke with you and this is the information you provided. It kind of sounds like you're a little hesitant, like you don't want to, like you want to do this anonymously.
Yes.
Okay. I'll put that in the report, that you want to remain anonymous.
Thank you.
Do you have a Louisiana driver's license or a Louisiana ID card?
No, I do not.
Or do you have one out of?
Hmm?
What state do you have one out of?
I don't currently have an identification card, I don't believe.
You don't have a driver's license or anything?
No.
Any kind of form of ID?
No.
Let me send that link to your cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you could, you know, kind of get all that stuff together and shoot it over to us. That way, you know, the detectives and stuff have something to go on.
Okay, will do.
Okay, did you have any questions right now?
No, thank you. Or no.
Okay. Did you want the case number or anything?
No. Am I able to get the case number later at all?
The link that I send you to evidence.com should have the case number set, attached to it.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Okay, I'll shoot that over to you then.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.